You are listening to SOZO, a podcast designed to help students find meaning and purpose in their journey to become healthcare providers. Let's start the conversation. Welcome to the SOZO podcast. My name is John Shin, and I am a medical oncologist at Loma Linda University.
And I'm Susie Lee, a recent graduate from Loma Linda School of Dentistry, and now I'm just working in the area.
So Susie, what is the reason why we are launching this podcast? What makes our podcast special?
Well, our podcast is focusing on all students, but specifically students who are training to become healthcare professionals.
So give me an example. What kinds of students would this be?
Any students, like medical students, dental students, college students who are trying to get into graduate schools, high school students who are interested in healthcare professionals, nursing students, you name it.
Right. So dietitian, PT, if you're going to be working with patients and you're in training, this podcast is for you. And we feel that we need to address important issues that aren't regularly addressed in a classroom setting or in clinic or in the wards, such as how to deal with failure, how to maintain your mental or spiritual health in the midst of your busy studies, avoiding burnout, and finding appropriate mentorship. These are things that we can all focus more attention on, and we want this to be a podcast that's very relevant to your needs.
You know, John, our podcast is named SOZO. What does SOZO actually mean?
So SOZO is a strange word if you've never heard of it before, but that's because it's a Greek word that appears in the New Testament of the Bible that is used to describe both physical healing and salvation. So it's a very cool word that doesn't have an exact English equivalent. And throughout the New Testament, when people are healed of their diseases, they call that SOZO. But when people find spiritual healing as well and they obtain salvation, that's also called SOZO. And we feel that this dual meaning perfectly encapsulates the goal of this podcast, which is to allow us to become not just physically competent as healers of physical diseases, but also to be able to address the whole person and the needs of the spirit and the needs of the heart. The purpose of our podcast is to help students in the health professions excel and thrive during their time in training by developing a closer walk with Jesus Christ. Now, even if you're not a Christian, we hope you'll find this podcast beneficial because we will be covering subjects that will be relevant to all students. So take a listen to the episodes, find the topics that are relevant to you, and we hope you'll find something beneficial. Now, Susie, our podcast is a ministry of the AMEN organization. What is AMEN?
Well, AMEN is an organization that stands for Adventist Medical Evangelism Network. And it's basically a network of Christian medical professionals who seek to dedicate their careers to God's service. They're very active in organizing free healthcare clinics around the world, and they publish journals where you can read more about how AMEN is staying active. And if you'd like to learn more about AMEN, you can visit their webpage at amensda.org.
And I believe AMEN also has a robust student outreach program, and they have a mentorship program dedicated just for students. So you can check out that website, amensda.org, if you want to learn more about these. And they have their annual conferences every year. So if you're able to attend those, that would be an excellent resource for students as well. So we hope you enjoy this podcast and find the topics that we cover helpful in your own journey. Our goal is to produce about 1 to 2 new episodes per month. And to find out more information about our podcast and to see a list of all of our available episodes, you can visit our podcast website at sozobeyond.com. We would love to hear from you. So please feel free to leave your comments and suggestions on our website. And we hope that by listening to our podcast, you will experience SOZO in your own life.